Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
And welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. I do appreciate you joining us this first Coffee Break morning of 2019. And a note for you, you can catch our show on your schedule now with the Coffee Break podcast. We're at coffeebreak959.podbean.com. There's a link at the top of our website as well, kcap.com. We're also on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on Google Play. We're now on TuneIn. We're out there. But joining us for our show today, in here, it's Dana Freedy with United Way. Welcome to 2019, Dana.
Well, thanks, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, no, how was your holiday?
You know, it was great. It was great. I did a whole lot of nothing, and it was everything I dreamed it could be.
That's the best way to go, is a lot of nothing and enjoying it.
I sure think so. It was great.
Well, and I was wondering if we would have Allison Munson in here this week. She bailed on us last month, said, you know what, I'm busy this week. You know, I told you when you came in this morning, I'm starting to get a complex because Allison is not here again today.
Oh, gosh. Well, she loves coming in. It's just, you know, being the president and CEO of a United Way, especially a local one where we've had so many changes.
Busy.
Yeah, I mean, her calendar is always packed, so it's like every time I go in there to try and set up a meeting with her or something, it's just, I can't believe how busy she is, and I don't know how she gets it all done in a day, but oh my goodness.
No, she's incredible. Allison, I'm just giving you a hard time. We love you. You know, something that it sounds like was a huge success last year and coming back in 2019. It's just started the calendar year, but I guess we're officially heading toward tax season. I know that's a bummer to start off talking about, but you're bringing back the tax help clinics, right?
Yes. We actually work with a local coalition, and we work with organizations like Montana Legal Services Association, local IRS representatives, AARP, the Department of Revenue, and Rural Dynamics, which I think is now kind of shifting over to be GreenPath. But we work with them, and they put together this really fantastic coalition, and these free tax help clinics are a great opportunity for folks in our community who maybe have questions about their taxes. They don't necessarily have the money to pay to do them out of pocket. But these are a really great opportunity. They are free to folks. There are some qualifications. You do have to meet a certain level of income or lower. But over the last 3 years, these clinics have returned over $2.5 million into our community.
Yeah, that's big. I mean, those are big numbers.
Right. And last year, just the federal number alone was over $864,000, which is gigantic. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. So folks can go, you can either set an appointment or you can do a walk-in clinic. There are both available. And if you check out our Facebook page, we have them all calendared out. So you go to facebook.com/UWLCA and you can go ahead and check that out under our events tab. So everything is calendared out. It tells you if it's a walk-in clinic or if it's appointment only, and it lets you know the dates and times. So it's really, really cool. But you get to work with an IRS certified volunteer. So these folks are doing all their studying right now. They have a specific book of information they have to know the ins and outs of for the tax code, and they have to pass a test and be certified.
Right. So these aren't just random people that you say, yeah, I want to help, and they're helping you figure out. You know, you're both looking in the answer book in the back going, okay, what goes on this line? These
exactly.
are people that know what they're doing.
Right. So they've done their homework. They've gotten their certification. They're ready to go. But they'll sit down with you and they will walk you through everything. So if you bring in all of your materials that you need to do your taxes, they'll help you go ahead, fill in everything, make sure that you're taking advantage of any deductions you might be able to work with on your paperwork. And then they help you file it electronically for free. So it's really cool. So we're really, really excited. I think we had over 500 appointments that were set last year, and they go so fast.
Yeah, it fills up really quickly.
The
appointments, they're at, it would be too confusing for you to hear it and remember it and retain it as far as the dates and all of that. But there are appointments that you can set at the Helena Senior Center, at the library. You can go over to East Helena United Methodist Church. There's various places. And like you said, you just go on the website, on Facebook, and it says, here's the dates, here's the times that are available. And then you can call and set an appointment with those folks.
Right, right. And they're not starting to set appointments until January 21st. So, okay. You know, we have all the information out there. So if you want to find it and then mark your calendar, that is awesome. You
set will be... that phone reminder on the 21st to right. say, okay, call, set that appointment today.
Exactly. Because those appointments do go really fast. And so we had them all booked out probably just even a week or two into the whole tax season last year.
But then if you miss that, there are the walk-ins. You can go to the Good Sam Thrift Store or to Helena College, and there's a walk-in where you say, you know, hey, here I am. Can you help me?
Exactly. Yes. And we're really excited to be partnered up with all these organizations. They do just a phenomenal job and they all care so deeply and they want to make this a really great experience. So we really encourage people to check that out. But wait, there is more. It's very, very exciting.
Order now.
Yeah. So you can also do your taxes for free online. And if you want to do them by yourself, if you're not really big on appointments, I mean, I know I am personally terrible at personal appointments. But there are two websites that you can go to do your taxes for free online. One of them is My Free Taxes, and that's a partnership through United Way Worldwide and H&R Block. So it's really cool. It's really user-friendly. So you can go in and you can save all your information, and it'll help walk you through everything. My colleagues did it last year, and she said it was probably the easiest site that she had ever done her taxes through, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then the Montana Department of Revenue has montanafreefile.org, so you can also file for free there.
Are there those same requirements there as far as income level and all that? Does that change for the online version?
That is a great question, and I don't believe so. I think it stays pretty standard.
Okay.
But it's a really great opportunity for folks. You know, if you're paying to do your taxes and you just are kind of strapped, it's a great opportunity to go ahead and help put a little bit more money back into your pocket.
So those appointments start on the 21st. What about the walk-ins? When does that open where they can actually walk in and say, here I am, can we do my taxes?
That is an awesome question. And our very first day that you can do that is February 2nd.
Okay.
So that's going to be at Helena College. But again, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/UWLCA, or you can even go to our website at unitedwaylca.org. There is a page there for free tax help. You can go ahead and you can download the brochure, and it will show you all of the locations, dates, times, all of the materials that you're going to need.
Right, because you will need to bring, you can't just show up and say, here I am. You need to actually bring some things as well.
Right, right. So you're going to need all of your W-2s, and this is basic tax returns that they're doing. They can't do anything complex, so it's basic stuff. But you need a valid photo ID, Social Security card, birth dates for everybody who's included on the tax return, your W-2, 1099, information about deductions and credits, total paid for child care provisions and all of that information. So there's a lot there that you would maybe need to take into consideration, especially if, you know, you're a family, you're filing jointly. So you can check that all out, but it's all available on our website and on our Facebook page. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
When you started this thing, when it was like, hey, we should do something, you know, it was that germ of an idea that said, hey, we should start some sort of tax thing. It's been 3 years that you've been doing this now. Is that right?
Well, it's been 3 years almost. It'll be three tax seasons that I've been at United Way. And I don't know quite about the history of it, but I think that this is just a really fantastic opportunity for anybody who might be kind of below that. And I think it's this year it's $66,000 of income or less for the household that you can go ahead and take advantage of this program. And it's a really great opportunity. And I love to hear people's stories about what it means for them. A lot of the time it's catching up on bills. Some people have used it to do, you know, surgery for pets. You know, they are loved members of the family. Mm-hmm. Car repairs.
But we still can't count them for deductions.
Oh, I know. Isn't that just terrible? I have two of those. I mean, I could make that work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did you ever imagine, you know, in your 3 years doing this that, I mean, $2.5 million, that's crazy money right there.
It really is. And it kind of boggles my mind because you wouldn't think that a small program like this that's basically volunteer driven would be so impactful in the community. But this is part of what our work is really all about. It's about bringing together those coalitions and those organizations that have the power and the knowledge to do something and really make a big impact on our community and helping to make it happen. And it's just amazing. And these folks work so hard. I mean, all of our partners with Montana Legal Services Association, the Taxpayer Advocate Service, the IRS, AARP, the Department of Revenue, RDI. I mean, they all work so hard to make great things happen for not just our community, but really our state. And it's so cool to be able to see them come together and make such a big difference.
Yeah. Dana Freedy is our guest this morning with the United Way. And we've got lots more to talk about, but we do have to take a break at some point this morning. So rather than breaking that up, let's just take a break now. And then we'll come back and chat more because United Way has a big meeting coming up. It's tomorrow night. And we'll let you know what's going on there after this on Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. It's brought to you by News Radio 95 KCAP. Now, back to the show. Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley, and our guest this morning, Dana Freedy with the United Way. Thanks to you for sticking around, and Dana, thanks to you for sticking around as well.
Well, thanks for letting me stick around.
Absolutely. And you have a big meeting coming up, so you can't stick around long. It's tomorrow. I'm sure you got to get ready for this thing.
Yeah.
It's at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Tell us what's going on there, because it's not just a, you know, hey, your standard board meeting.
Right. So all of our board meetings are open to the public because we want there to be a lot of transparency about what we're doing and why. So anybody can attend those. But every year we have an annual meeting, and that's where we do our board elections. So we're electing all the officers. We've got folks who are coming in as new board members and folks who are cycling out as almost retiring board members, I guess. And this year we're losing someone who's been on the board for over 45 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah, he's decided it's finally time. He's ready to do some other stuff with his retirement, and you know we're gonna miss him. But oh my goodness, good luck, Ron. It's gonna be good, freeing up some time for other things.
Yeah.
But this is our once in a year opportunity for folks to come and really socialize with the board, because normally our board meetings happen kind of midday, and everybody's on a tight schedule with their lunch hour and busy with work. But this is an evening board meeting, and it's going to be starting at 4:00. So the board meeting will take place from 4 to 5, and then we'll have a reception afterward where folks can go ahead and rub shoulders with our board members, ask questions, kind of get to know them and our staff a little bit better. So we'll be doing that from 5 to 6. Like you said, it's going to be at the Knights of Columbus Hall. We are really excited about it. It's going to be a really good time.
So as you mentioned, I mean, board meetings aren't behind closed doors or anything. I mean, they're public, but this just gives people a chance to sort of address those board members and maybe ask them questions of, hey, I have a concern or I have a wondering. This is your chance to get in there and ask those questions.
Right, right. And it's a really cool opportunity too, because if, I mean, you hear me on the radio all the time. I mean, I probably talk way too much, but.
No, you talk just right. It's just the right amount.
But you know, if you have questions and you want to maybe put a face to a name with our staff members too, we'll all be there. So it's a really cool opportunity for us to just kind of open up and say, hey, you know, you guys are welcome to come. We would love to see the community join us. So it's going to be really lovely. And I don't anticipate it being a super big event, but I think it's always a good event.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we talk about people having questions. I'll give you a little warm up, because after the last time you visited with us last month, I actually got a letter with a couple of questions. And
oh.
I thought maybe, you know, hey, if you're game, I can throw them at you this morning. I got a couple questions for you.
Well, I'm happy to do my best. And if I don't have the answers off the top of my head, I will find them and get them back to
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, I don't have a name here, but they said that the claim was only 2% of everyone's donation goes to organizations that you say that you help. And they're wondering, why should I give you money if only 2% goes to who I want to help out? And I figured you could address that
Absolutely. You know, and I actually really appreciate these questions because I think that, you know, we've all seen the infographics that kind of float around there about, oh, don't give to these specific organizations because only, you know, 5 cents of your dollar actually goes toward making the difference that they claim. And you know, I get it. It's tough not to be cynical in today's world where so much information is out there, but there's also so much misinformation. So this is a great question because when you really look at it, 99% of your gift stays in our community. Absolutely stays in our community. Or I guess I should say 99% of all the funds raised stay in the community. And what's really cool about that actually is that 1% that leaves, it doesn't go to the worldwide office or anything. It goes to organizations because when people give through United Way, they can designate their gift to go to a specific organization mm-hmm. if they want. It does have to have an anti-terrorism clause. It's kind of important. It's on our must-have list. But we will go ahead and facilitate a gift to another nonprofit.
Even if they're not specifically under your umbrella.
Right, right. Because we think that philanthropy is really important, and we want to facilitate that at every level. So if you want to give, advocate, volunteer, let us know and come learn more about our work. But when people designate their gifts, sometimes a little bit of it goes outside of our footprint, and our footprint is Jefferson, Lewis and Clark, and Broadwater counties. So if there's a nonprofit outside of that somebody wants to give to, we'll make that happen. And what's really interesting about that too is that we actually run campaigns for regional companies as well. And one of the big ones is Enterprise. And I got to tell you, the folks from Enterprise are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, they're so generous. But the money that's raised in their locations that are not in that footprint of Jefferson, Broadwater, and Lewis and Clark counties, it goes to their local United Way. So it really does stay within within their area, and it does help make a difference in their community. And that's really what we're all about.
I've got one other question that sort of segues into something else I wanted to chat with you about this morning, but it's obviously a much bigger picture issue. There was some frustration from our listener about the apartments there by Memorial Park. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the question was why the United Way doesn't just buy that building, fix it up, and then donate it. I don't know, to the city or, mm-hmm. you know, to an organization, whatever, than to help folks that are homeless.
Oh, gosh. You know, that's a great question. And as much as we would love to do something with that, unfortunately, we are a nonprofit and we just don't have it in the bank to do that. We are, however, really supportive of the Red Alder apartments that our folks over at Rocky Mountain Development Council are pushing to go ahead and put in. And those are going to be a lower cost, like a more affordable living space for especially seniors and families. So we're really supportive of efforts like that. But unfortunately, we just don't have it in our budget to go ahead and purchase a property like that. And especially,
yeah, that's a big price tag on that, expecting.
Right. And as much as we want to be able to do things like that, unfortunately, it is so cost prohibitive. And we're trying to really address homelessness in other ways in our community. But that is a really great question. And we actually have a lot of questions surrounding what's going to happen with that property. And we're hoping that it's going to be something that's going to be really great for the community. But we know that there are other opportunities and other solutions that are already so much farther down the line that we can go ahead and support, like the Red Alder apartments. And we're really hopeful that those are going to create some really positive and lasting change for housing in our community.
Yeah, well, and we talk about homelessness. It's always a problem. It's always a concern, but with the weather turning now, really, really a concern.
Right.
The point in time survey, that's an important tool that we use to gauge homelessness, right? I mean, and that's coming up.
Right. And it's very interesting. This is actually something that started with HUD, so the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And it's a federal thing. So it does happen in every community across the country on a specific day every year. So it's really very interesting. And it's a congressional mandate. And it really started as a way to kind of get a handle on homelessness in veterans and their families. But it's expanded to be so much more. And now it almost kind of takes more of a focus on youth and families. So it's very interesting because, you know, we do see that we're having rising numbers in those. And it's very, very fascinating, actually. But this survey, it takes place this year on January 31st. And what's really interesting is that we will have folks out throughout the community, and they'll be asking questions, and it's all confidential. And it's all volunteer. So you don't have to offer up information if you don't want to. But they're going to be asking a lot of questions and trying to kind of get a handle on what's going on with homelessness in our community, what the issues are surrounding that, what your situation is, if you're at risk of becoming homeless, or if you are actually homeless. And so the federal folks are really very interested in actual homelessness, but we here locally are also very interested in finding out more about folks who are couch surfing, because that's pretty common mm-hmm. when you think about it, especially among youth and sometimes those families with kids. And also if you're having to stay with family because you don't have the ability to secure a good, safe place of your own. Or, you know, if you're living out of your car, or, you know, we really want to know. And we want to know what your situation is so that we as a community can come up with some better solutions and better responses to help those people get out of those situations and actually have a really safe place to call home.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a big operation. I think you said, is there 52 different agencies in the Tri-County area that are working to put this thing together and to gather all of this information, right?
Yeah, well, it's 32.
Oh, 32.
But you know, that's 52. But that's still a super big number yeah. when you think about it. But 32 organizations that are all cooperating to make this happen, and that's really fantastic. And again, that's all about what United Way is all about. We're about uniting the community, bringing together different organizations that have the power to do something about the issues that our community is facing, and actually make stuff happen.
And so what does this look like? I mean, how does it happen? Where can people go to if they're listening saying, you know what, I have some valuable information for that survey? What are some of the places they can go? What does this survey look like in practice?
You know, it's folks just go ahead and sit down with a volunteer, and these volunteers are sworn to secrecy. So if you say something to them, they can't share that information outside of what's written on the sheet. But it's just a sheet of standard questions that we just want to have answers to. And it's really, really easy. It takes just a few minutes to go ahead and go through and fill it out and just give it back to that volunteer. We'll compile all of that. And then we go ahead and we break out all the results so that we can actually provide that information to the city, to the county, to all of the organizations that focus on homelessness. So, you know, and I didn't think to bring a list of those organizations, but if folks want to call us at 442-4360 or send an email to info@unitedwaylca.org, I would be happy to see if we can go ahead and get that information
okay.
out. Yeah.
And if you've got that list at some point later, shoot it to me, and we'll put it up on our Facebook page as well.
Sure.
And get
yeah.
that information out to people. We're on there at Helena News 959, really easy to find. We can throw that list up if people want to find out locations of where to go. And before we leave, we only have a couple minutes left, but I do want to point out, we talked about it last time, but I think important to highlight again that you meet weekly. You talk about specific situations, like you were saying, people couch surfing, people just don't have a stable home. You've helped a lot of people get into a stable home now over the last year, right?
Right, right. So what's really cool is that our partners in housing get together every week around our conference table, and it is a confidential meeting because they are talking about very sensitive personal information. And the agreement is what happens at that table stays at that table. It does not go outside of there. So we're talking about specific clients and their situations, referring them around to other organizations at that table, and trying to really connect those people with organizations and programs that can help them overcome the situations that have kind of gotten them into a precarious situation with their housing in the first place. So it's really all about helping those folks to overcome that. And so there's actually a list, and on that list, we've had over 370 people in the last year go ahead and opt into that and provide their information. And as a result, and this seems like a low number, but considering how little housing we actually have, especially affordable mm-hmm. housing in our area, it's actually a pretty good number. Over 170 of those people have been housed as a result of this meeting. And it's fantastic. I really love to watch it. It happens right outside of my office. And I always put in my earbuds and close my door because it is confidential mm-hmm. information. But every time somebody gets housed and then the group reports back and they take them off the list, it's a cheer and everybody shares high fives and just gives words of affirmation. And it is so cool to see.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And, you know, you said it sounds like a small thing, but 170, maybe numbers wise, that sounds like a small thing. But when you think about those are people, those are lives, those are situations.
Right.
That's a huge number.
Right.
So thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for what the United Way does, because it's very important. It's very necessary. You know, maybe it's unfortunate that it's necessary, but it is. And you're doing great stuff over there.
Oh, thank you. You know, we can't do it without the support of community members like you. And it's really great for us to be able to come in every month and be able to talk about our work with you and share it with the community. So thank you for giving us a platform. Yeah. And thanks to everybody who listens, because you guys really have the power to make a difference. And we can't do it without you.
Thanks for coming in, Danny. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Coffee Break, brought to you by News Radio 95 KCAP. We'll see you back here again tomorrow.